President Joe Biden is laying out a clear vision for clean energy. Last month, he signed a series of executive orders directing federal agencies to buy carbon-free technology and eliminate fossil fuel subsidies. Solar energy is among the clean alternatives likely to expand. But growing solar can also bring change and some tough choices about land use and landscapes. Liam Niemeyer reports on one Kentucky farm community wondering what its future could hold as the solar industry knocks on its door.
In a Facebook video last September, Adriana Wills is seen driving down a road in Clark County in central Kentucky. The sunset's shining through the window into her eyes.
We're fighting the sun a little bit, so I'm sorry for that.
And as she's driving by, she points out white yard signs along the road with a slash through the words industrial solar.
Imagine these signs being for sale signs in front of these properties instead of the signs demonstrating where they stand on this. Because that's probably what we're looking at for some of these families.
For months, the local planning commission has been considering an ordinance that would amend zoning laws to allow Swift Current Energy of Massachusetts to build a large solar installation on farmland here. And some in Clark County are concerned. Hundreds showed up to a special meeting of the commission in September, but it was canceled due to legal issues. Wills says even with the virtual meetings following that, she feels the community hasn't had the chance to give their input on concerns such as property values.
If it wasn't for the Clark Coalition, I don't know that to this day, majority of the folks that live in those areas that are going to be affected mostly would know about it.
The Clark Coalition organized to raise awareness about the project and advocate for smart economic growth and government transparency. It's gotten a lot of support from local farmers like Will Mayer, the executive director.
Clark County is a very significant agricultural sector. It employs nearly 1,400 people. It has a $200 million annual economic impact.
Mayer says there's concern major solar installations could take large amounts of highly valuable farmland out of production and mess with the county's rural aesthetic. He's not against solar power. He just wants community input and appropriate placement.
They want to pursue solar development on a property in Clark County. They really should be working with the locals.
That's Joey James with the West Virginia-based consulting firm Downstream Strategies. James says communication is the most important thing for solar developers when establishing a project in communities less familiar with it. That's especially important in the Ohio Valley. Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia all have less than 1% of their electricity generated by solar, according to one study. Instead of productive bluegrass farmland, James sees opportunity in former mine lands in Appalachia.
And what better place to do that than on, you know, former coal mines and industrial sites, that played such a large role in the growth and expansion of our nation.
The Ohio Valley has some 250 solar installations either linked or planned to be linked to the regional grid. And the opportunity for solar is growing in the region long dominated by fossil fuels. A study by an energy consulting firm finds that utility-scale solar could be the cheapest form of power generation in the Ohio Valley by this year or next. And farmers could benefit from leasing land to buffer against unstable crop prices. Swift Current Energy declined an interview for this story. The local planning commission in Clark County held a series of work sessions in December on the ordinance. Adriana Wills says she's not opposed to the idea. She just wants the entire community to be involved.
So we've got to come up with a better process or a better plan of getting people on board if it's going to be successful.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.